Loyalist Township staff are now finalizing an affordable and purpose-built housing community improvement plan after hearing input from the public and external stakeholder consultations. The draft plan was presented at a public meeting last week. Housing Accelerator Fund coordinator for the township, David Rowe Wade, explains what a community improvement plan is.
Our CIP is a tool provided under the Planning Act that enables municipalities to provide support for community growth and revitalization. It can include financial incentives such as grants and rebates. And Loyalist has previously done this in development of industrial land and revitalization of Bath.
According to their report, staff developed the draft plan and refined the proposed incentive programs based on research of other municipalities. They looked at residential development trends as well as housing needs and opportunities within all of Lennox and Addington County. Staff noted the focus is to create incentive programs that will encourage development of housing that will fulfill the local need for affordability and purpose-built rental units. They will also be looking to make use of available Housing Accelerator Fund resources and funding parameters. Rowe Wade noted the need for housing that staff has noticed.
There's a need for affordable and rental housing in the township. It's part of the township strategic plan, and there was some recent federal funding awarded to the township.
The incentives described within the plan include the purpose-built rental grant, the additional residential units grant, and the affordable rental incentive. Eligible applicants include profit and not-for-profit developers and builders, affordable or co-op housing providers, as well as individual homeowners. If approved, these incentive programs could be open to receive applications later this fall once the administrative implementation procedures are complete. Roe Wade talks about the application process.
We're going to encourage applicants to approach the township as early in the process as possible to discuss the project, as there may be also other planning application requirements for their project. Regardless of what grants or incentives they could be eligible for, they will not exceed the cost of the construction either for the unit or for the additional servicing required. And the applicant must be in good standings, referring to no property tax arrears, no outstanding utility bills, no bylaw contraventions or ongoing litigation with the township. And then, just like any other development, projects must conform to local bylaws, provincial codes, and any other applicable legislation.
Roe Wade describes the purpose-built rental grant.
Purpose-built rentals are defined as residential buildings specifically constructed to be rented out rather than sold as individual units. So these buildings are designed to provide long-term rental accommodations and typically include apartment complexes and multi-unit dwellings. Purpose-built rentals are intended to meet the needs of renters rather than homeowners. We've set a maximum dollar figure there that's equal to more than half of the cost of various planning application fees. This is directly reflective of some of the feedback we heard from developers, as some of these fees are of concern to them. So this is a bit of a cost share approach, if you will. This is meant to be for larger developments at minimum 4 residential units. So think of low-rise apartment buildings. The applicable geographic area for this incentive is the portion of the township that is serviced by municipal water and wastewater infrastructure within the urban areas of Amherstview, Bath, and Odessa.
Roe Wade went on to detail the additional residential units grant as well.
The next grant is the additional residential units. So these can be internal, attached, or an accessory building on the same property as a principal residence. The applicable geographic area for this incentive is the entire township, but obviously subject to still meeting all permitting, planning, and zoning requirements, and consideration of servicing capacity of both available municipal infrastructure in the urban area and private systems in the rural area.
Roe Wade spoke about the range of available funds for the additional residential units grant.
So the range here for the grant is from $5,000 to $25,000, and the $5,000 on the lower end is for the rough in for the electrical, mechanical, and water servicing to be included in a new home to allow for the eventual owner to consider an ARU if they so wish. Whereas in the $10,000 to $25,000 range, that's for an existing individual homeowner. And again, it could be inside or attached to an existing home. If it's an accessory building or structure, that is at the $20,000 level of a grant, and additional up to $5,000 for units that require servicing upgrades based on expected increased water consumption and wastewater needs.
Roe Wade mentioned the affordable rental incentive as well.
The affordable rental incentive is stackable with the previous two grants for an additional up to $10,000 per unit. The requirements are they have to be at 100% or less of the average market rent, and it cannot exceed 30% of the tenant's gross annual household income. The owners of the property also must commit to maintaining this new rental unit as affordable for 15 years.
Rowaid explained the eligibility for each incentive.
The affordable rental incentive is accessible to for-profit developers, not-for-profit, co-op housing providers. Residents can also participate in the additional residential unit grant, whereas in the purpose-built rental grants are only available for those first two developers and housing providers, again, because these are larger developments not suitable for an individual resident, a residential lot.
Rowaid went on to describe staff's next steps in completing the community improvement plan.
We will make any required revisions from this mandatory public meeting and the other stakeholder consultations that are being wrapped up with the province, utilities, and other agencies such as the county. We'll come back next month to present a budget and implementation plan. Following that, we'll finish preparing all application forms, agreements, and guides and checklists, anything to do with the communication plan to prepare for a launch early fall.
Mayor Jim Hagedorn shared his thanks towards the public for their input, as well as township staff for the work they're doing.
I would just like to thank the public that have come forward, provided questions or comments. The feedback certainly helps us tailor it to Loyalist. And I'd also like to thank staff for the amount of work that has been done to get it to this stage. Thank you.
For Amherst Island Radio and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.